Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I mean, let's face it, we're a dumbed-down, poisoned, diseased, overweight nation of arrogant couch potatoes, ruled by even more arrogant couch potatoes, and then a criminal scientific dictatorship above it. Later, I'm going to show a photo of Michael Hilton, the con artist, in his little royal outfit with the badge and everything made up next to the Queen of England. Same thing, just a criminal in a fancy outfit to impress the natives. And we are the dumbed-down moron natives here. Well, I'm not selling New York for a bucket of beads. And that's all we're doing to the NAFTA highways and the Trans-Texas Corridor and the New World Order. The whole thing, it's a scam. But people get into being scammed and don't want to admit they've been scammed. And so they can never wake up to the fact that they've been bamboozled. They think it's cute. They have a sycophant, fawning pomp worship of tyranny. Let's talk to Chris in Australia. Chris, you're on the air.
How you going, Alex? It's an honor to speak to you, mate. Can you hear me?
Honor to speak to you, sir. Do you have worship of government in Australia?
it's a bit ridiculous. I was going to say, you know how you've got all those foreign troops in Montana there?
Yes.
The thing I'm more worried about is all these Xbox and PlayStations now. They're not even going to need them.
Maybe it's me, but I'm having trouble understanding it. Your phone is breaking up a bit. What are you saying about Xbox and PlayStations?
Well, I was just saying, you guys sound awfully worried about all the foreign troops in Montana, but it looks like there's going to be everyone's going to be on their Xbox and PlayStations. You get the picture? So I'm a bit nervous.
Yes, absolutely. People are busy. Well, you know, the Army now admits that they helped work with Microsoft and others to make those games realistic. And now they go, oh, you're a champion at this flight simulation game. Well, you're now going to be in the same control panel flying Predators and Raptors. Not Raptors. What's the new Predator? The Reaper. The Reaper's an unmanned. And they've got them out just killing people. So, yes, that's our new economy. Killing people, drones, prisons, police states, swaggering pot bellies. That's what we do.
That's right. And I see they're starting to beat the drum in Iran now. All the propaganda started, just like Iraq.
Yes, they are the exact same propaganda. Iran announced they had a peaceful facility. They're not even close to building it. It's all a huge hoax. They admit it's a hoax now. Totally made up, just like yellow cake from Niger and aluminum tubes and WMDs in Iraq. And the public is loving it again. Oh, con us again. We were born to be conned. Take our bank accounts.
It's disgusting. 200 million innocent people dead last century wasn't enough.
Well, government did kill 200 million people. But this century, the public's like, look, kill all of us. Please, take all our rights. We are stupid morons. We are nihilistic losers. We want to be gang raped by the New World Order. You know, I'm being a bit negative. The good news is people are really starting to wake up.
I still think that it's going to be biological war is going to be more imminent than anything, I think.
Oh, but don't worry. The government will have a shot that actually gives you the bioweapon, but the public will love that. They love dying.
Hey, you know how people get done for fraud for nothing? How do these all these political leaders, how can they get away with this global warming scam? Isn't that the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard of?
How do foreign mercenaries show up in police uniforms and everyone bows? The public has been trained to love evil and laugh it up and then vomit out good. They see something good, they go, ah! They see something evil, oh, black uniforms, black masks, oh, I feel safe. Oh, you want to inject my kids with all these vaccines, even though it's admitted you've been putting cancer viruses in them and sterilizing people on purpose. Oh, the vaccine insert admits it's going to sterilize my daughter? Oh, my God, I love that.
The illusion created with food prices soaring to all-time highs. As the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple, fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Government is too big. It is a cancer. Every time you get big government, tyranny takes place, the public gets robbed, and most of the time gets killed. Because the government says, we can't steal anymore. We've got to at least leave these people with shirts on their backs unless we work them to death in slave camps. We'll do that. And that always happens. So, I know, it's what you want, it's what you're going to get. You want tyranny? You think we can kill 1,300,000 Iraqis and get away with not being judged here? All the lies, all the propaganda. I know they can show troops on TV every night saving some Iraqi that's given birth or saving an Iraqi dog. Humans have been dehumanized, so people don't like seeing a kid being saved. So they'll show one of our troops saving a dog. And the individual troops are good men and women, many of them. But the mission was built on lies and a fraud, and Iraq is clearly worse off than it was before, and this was about oil and empire and power, just like Afghanistan is about opium. You don't think the Russians went into Afghanistan because they wanted to go skiing on some of the snow-tipped mountains, do you, in the Himalayas? No, 80% of the world's heroin comes out of there, and that's why the BBC admits the U.S. forces are growing it and shipping it out so your kids can take it. Yeah, it's about the $500 billion a year in opium. That's why we're there, for the smack. And you can feel good and cry at the American flag. Everything the American flag symbolizes is being torched. See, it isn't the flag that's special, it's what it symbolizes. But people love being gullible. Well, 7 years ago, they stopped giving the anthrax shot full of squalene to the troops because so many of them were dying from it. Oh, they're going to give it to the troops again. But I know you don't really care about the troops. You just feel like it just feels good to be a fake sentimentalist. So go ahead. Go ahead. Tell the troops to take it. And more will die. And then you can go to your VFW hall and get drunk and talk about how you're Rambo and you're good. And then your granddaughter can die of a heroin overdose from smack that our corrupt army helped grow. Yes, they grow the smack. I mean, I'm just not playing people's games anymore. Here in Texas, around half the counties just rob people and deal drugs and do whatever they want. It's the same thing nationwide. The government's too big, and it's out of control, and it's corrupt. And some of you people out there won't admit how screwed up it's gotten. All right, I'm going to shut up and take calls this segment and the next. Then I'm getting into, you're not allowed to have neighbors over now without government permission. Folks, you're going to, look, tyranny works like this. It gets bad and it gets worse and it gets a little bit worse. And then suddenly the bottom falls out and you're living in communist China. But let me tell you, a lot of you are so mentally cowardly. You will rationalize this and call tyranny good because I've just got children and a wife, and I can't believe my beloved America is being turned into a complete cesspit. And if you can't figure out me using the example of the troops in Afghanistan with, I care about our military, but I don't like how it's being used. Just like Hitler said, shut up to anybody that said, I'm not against the military, but I think Hitler's bad. That's why you're going down, listeners. That's why, and I'm not talking about our general listeners, but new listeners that tune in every millisecond. That's why you're going to lose everything you got, because you have this fake image in your mind of something that doesn't exist and never even existed, but it certainly doesn't exist now. See, once you've bought into the con game, a lot of people get into Ponzi schemes and scams. And once they've invested in it, the Ponzi schemer comes back and says, yeah, you can get your $100,000 back. You got to give me another $100,000. That's the only way I can get you your money back. And these people will go and get the money. Ponzi scammers show up at their favorite places at nice country clubs. You got well-to-do retirees with a few million in the bank that think they're part of the elite. They always claim they're a British royal or a Rockefeller or a Rothschild, and they drive up in a fancy Bentley and come and kiss the old women on the hands and make them feel important and talk about an investment they've got that's so incredible, but no one can be involved in it. Then they'll pick one or two people and they'll go, oh, yes, I invested $20,000 and got $10,000 back the next week. Then every old lady, it's usually women that go for the scams. That's why 80% of advertising targets women, mainline advertising. It's just easier to sell women. It's not that you're stupid. You're just more trusting. Men are just as dumbed down with stuff that targets them. They've gotten better at that. But the point is, men used to be more wily. They're actually a lot stupider in many cases now. The point is they come to them and they say, oh, yeah, you saw what Mrs. Johnson just got, $10,000 in 1 week. And so every old woman in the country club goes and shakes down their husband or shakes down their bank account, and they give the guy hundreds of thousands greedily. And he skips town. And the old women are always in the news in Rhode Island or in Dallas, Texas. I see the cases every week going, I still believe Wilford Rothschild IX is going to give me my $1 million. I believe people calling him corrupt have driven him out of the town. Wilford, I love the drinks we had together that evening. Please come back, Wilford, and I will defend you in court. And that's how they operate. And it was the same thing in Hardin, Montana, with this con artist dropping out of nowhere, taking over the police department, driving around in his own vehicles, taking over the prison, foreign con artist, criminal with foreign troops. The public, once they went along with the con, they don't care if the attorney general tells them it's all criminal and a fraud and a lie. They are even defending it more now. They want to be raped. They want to be robbed. They want to be scammed. They love the government as long as it's in a uniform, as long as it's reading off a teleprompter, as long as it's evil, they love it. That's a diseased nation. Let's jam a call in here. I'm out of control. You know, I have these computerized phone systems that just crash in front of me. So I don't know how. John in Louisiana, you're on the air. Welcome.
How you doing, Alex?
Good. What do you think of the rant today? I'm pretty upset.
Oh, yes. But, man, let me just tell you, people are waking up. You're waking millions up. We've woken up a bunch of people. And the only people that are going to end up in the camp, probably so, are the people that refuse to believe all this, that deny it all. The FEMA camps are real. There's too much proof.
The majority of the Germans denied that Hitler had even arrested anybody. There's still old people over there. Most of the men are dead, but there's still old women denying it, going, hey, Hitler did nothing. I don't think they're good for me. And it's the same thing with the American people. Don't feel bad, Germans. I'm not making fun of you. I just made fun of Southerners, and I'm a Southerner. You know, with the, I love Rothschild the Fourth. I'm going to be quite rich. I'm sorry.
But I would like to ask you a question. What do you think Russia's take is on the war? We're trying to launch a war on Iran. Of course, they're
going to
say
that. Obama said he's going to pull the missile systems out, and Russia said, hell yeah, blow the hell out of Iran. Russia's corrupt.
Man.
Russia's just
yeah,
not as powerful.
I would figure. I mean, why not? I mean,
got the missiles. Hold on. Russia just got snuck attacked last year. So Russia says, fine, you pull your troops out of Georgia, you pull them out of Poland, you stop menacing us. You can have Iran, because what's Russia's number one export? Oil. And so they're going to make a lot of money when Israel blows the daylights out of Iran. So they're like, go ahead, blow them down. Russia and Iran used to be enemies. Sorry, go ahead.
Yes, but
again, I'm a suspect with Homeland Security because I know how to find Russia on a map. And let me tell you, nowadays with the police, they kind of get paranoid when you even know how to talk. America is like Idiocracy. If you know how to talk, have you seen that movie Idiocracy?
No, I haven't.
It's Mike Judge, great film. I mean, if you know how to talk now, it means you're Al-Qaeda. I mean, you should have seen the Billings, Montana people. They were on the TSA. We're literally like just walking around going, staring at, and the locals were, oh God, I'm so sorry. And they found a mascara in one lady's bag. Even under the TSA rules, it's allowed, and they griped at her, and she was, oh God, I love you. Please don't take me. I'm sorry. And the people were feeding, yes, I'm TSA. Worship me. I got power. I got some badge on. I'm God.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Berkey Water Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 4 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today and we'll include two black Berkey elements and three sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and three sport Berkey water bottles and $89 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 now to order. That's the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653. Or visit our website at directed21.com.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals. For your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival, when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package, and I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we can develop a make-sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and take charge of your future, and thank you.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidity humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know a lot of U.S. government officials become Knights of the Crown in England? You know, when you become a peer, that you get free houses, all sorts of special perks. Most of England's owned by the Queen of England. She walls most of the nation off. Every time I'm in London, they just randomly shut off parts of the city, and the buses let you know, at the Queen's pleasure, this part of the city is shut down. At the Queen's pleasure, the river is shut down for 4 hours today. And she just does that to exercise her power. In Australia, when they tried to vote a corrupt government out in 79, the Queen fluttered in and said, I'm kicking you all out. That happened last year in Canada when they wouldn't go along with her orders. She just said, it wasn't last year, it was in January of this year. Look at this, Tony Blair. I wrote an article 6 years ago saying he was trying to bring England into the EU without a vote by stealth. And now and I said he would be rewarded by being the head of the EU, the little dictator. Well, here it is. Tony Blair, the EU president no one really wants. There he is. And by the way, France voted it down, expanding EU power from almost dictatorship to total dictatorship. Showed it to Ireland. Well, they just kept revoting. And now they said Friday, and the votes aren't counted yet because they don't have electronic voting machines, but it looks like the Lisbon Treaty passes. And the British government doesn't care if 85% of Brits won't go along with the EU. In major polls, it's between 75 and 95, depending on the poll. I just say 85. It's very high numbers. You can pull them up for yourselves. They're just having the bureaucracy do it. Just like in the U.S., we're already under the North American Union by treaty. Tony Blair, the EU president no one really wants. Times of London. I mean, just never get rid of these people. Let's go to your phone calls. Scott in Connecticut, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Al? It's an honor to talk to you. Look, I got to tell you, man, you're fired up tonight. When I listen to your podcast, it gets me fired up because I like to press out 315 on the Smith machine just listening to you. seriously, I saw something today that was really kind of bothersome. I was down at the local, I don't want to say, X-Mart store.
Well, why not say where you were at? Tell us where you were at.
Kmart. I can't believe they're still open, but I was at a Kmart, and there was a police department display. They had the cherry sticker out, kids were going up for rides, a couple cop cars. But they had those damn police tanks out there, and the guys that were walking around them weren't wearing, like, T-shirts with, you know, yellow police on the back. They were wearing green, like, EBU-type uniforms with baseball caps, and I thought that was kind of odd. And I was just curious if anyone else had seen something
like
that.
Yeah, I'm looking for my article here. Here it is. Marine aircraft causes damage in neighborhood. They thought it was a big storm or even tornado that caused damage to their properties. Then they realized it was a low-flying military aircraft. And it says it happened Tuesday evening on Willow Street in Frankfurt. A Marine Corps officer said it was part of an urban training exercise where the Osprey aircraft, very dangerous, by the way. Those things are always crashing. They don't even let those fly over cities usually, but land in tight spaces. Neighbors say the aircraft was flying right over the rooftops, an Osprey. Do you have any idea how deadly dangerous? Those things aren't even cleared to fly yet, I thought. They're the pull up an Osprey. Yeah, the tilt-wing aircraft with the big propellers. Captain Robert Schufer, the 24th Marine Expeditionary Unit, apologized to neighbors. Folks, Delta Force crashed in Houston. Delta Force fired into an all-night restaurant in Miami, hitting the table. Pieces of glass went in the woman's face. They bribed the San Antonio government till the police chief stopped it. They tried to bribe the Travis County government. I mean, this is on record. The Army is involved putting liaison officers in everywhere. They're involved taking over, and they're doing urban warfare drills, admittedly, to acclimate the public. We've had them come up to us in Hebron, Maryland, and say, turn your cameras off or we're going to arrest you, as they practice taking over the city hall. Now, What's happening here? Now they just admit no longer is it drills. Yeah, there's an Osprey. Deadly dangerous. Those were flying over people's houses. Okay? Gigantic aircraft. Incredible thrust on those babies. I mean, that'll rip the shingles right off roofs if you get within 100 feet of a house. Anyway, side issue. The point is, I've read a lot about these because they're always crashing, killing the troops. And the even Rumsfeld said it was the greatest lemon ever known. But because it's a special interester behind it, oh, we've got to have it. And of course, they'll probably crash over neighborhoods and thank you for blowing up on my house. I love the troops. And now they have regular Army Marines everywhere running checkpoints. And if you say you don't want troops, good old boys call up drunk and go, you damn commie, it's good to have troops running America. I appreciate your call, Scott. Yes, they have armored vehicles and helicopters, and the police have been militarized, and they swagger around. In fact, I have that in my stack, where all over the country they're announcing, oh, yes, we want citizens to spy on their neighbors to fight Al-Qaeda. They've been doing this for years, but now it's a big push. And you go to the meetings, this has been in the news, and they spend 5 to 15 minutes after the free donuts and Cokes and coffee on Al-Qaeda. And next they go, here's Sergeant Bob from the local department. He liaised on with the FBI and Homeland Security. Thank you, citizens. Do you smell marijuana? Click. This is what the plant looks like. Does your neighbor spank the child? When you're in your neighbor's house, do you see anything that looks illegal? Report it. You can get up to $200. I mean, this is word for word. We have the training videos. But again, the public, like, goes to this. The good old boys go there and sit. I want to fight Al-Qaeda. I'm going to the meeting. They go and they sit and they go, all right, here's Al-Qaeda. Here's the training video. They want to kill you. Next. And they march in. Ladies and gentlemen, I didn't have time. I had to get to my plane. Okay, I had to get to my plane Saturday morning. I had to get into the Bozeman, the Billings airport and get out of there. For some reason, the elevator opened on the third floor. I look out, and there are all these Girl Scouts with a Homeland Security sign, and they're milling around, and we're already late. I go and get the guys, don't even tell them about it, and leave. Now, it's been announced nationwide that 3.4 million Girl Scouts are, quote, going to look for terrorists and help get the message of Homeland Security across. So the little kids are now selling, and I love the Fuhrer. They got Boy Scouts in the New York Times. The New York Times says it's great, by the way. Training to, quote, take on disgruntled veterans and gun owners in, quote, seek and destroy missions. People like, I'll mow down those 14-year-olds. They're going to be 18 in 4 years. No, you won't. The people laughed at the Hitler Jugend in 1933. They weren't laughing a few years later when they were jumping out of planes as paratroopers over Greece. The point here is that, I mean, I can't get away from this. The door is open, and it's Homeland Security and little kids. And it was so sick and so evil, I stepped out and looked for about 10 seconds with horror and saw cops, and I couldn't go get a camera and tape it. You know, I was, like, repulsed. I was, kind of got in the elevator and just had my coffee and was like, Jesus, help me. And I mean, literally going, I mean, I can't handle this anymore, folks. Elevators are opening. There's Stasi everywhere. I mean, there's foreigners taking over in police departments. It's insanity, ladies and gentlemen. America is known where the dumb idiot schmucks live that'll put up with anything and have never seen tyranny they don't love. I mean, do you understand that we're falling like Germany? The Germans were hardworking, trustful people that followed orders. Look what happened. It happens everywhere else, folks. I kind of blocked that Girl Scout thing out of my mind. And I didn't want to go get a camera and try to take girls from the back because you're not supposed to show kids' faces. And I didn't want to have the cops and parents run over. And it was so sickening, I almost went and got a hidden camera to tape it. But it's in the news. They're at Homeland Security meetings. So I just closed the elevator and kind of shook in the corner. We'll be right back.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
See, that's what I'm talking about. There's so much tyranny I read about, I witness, that when people think I exaggerate how bad things are, no. I had forgotten that I had, the elevator had opened on level 3 at the big hotel, whatever, it's the biggest building in Billings, 17 stories. The doors had opened, and it was Homeland Security with the Girl Scouts, and there were police in uniforms, and I was like, ugh, and just went back into the elevator. It's like the movie The Body Snatchers, where he finally makes it to the highway, and he's running, and he's going, we're in danger, they're coming, they're taking over, you got to warn everybody. And people are like, get out of here, buddy, you're drunk. Pushing him out of the 18-wheeler cab, and he looks in the back of the 18-wheeler, and there are the seed pods. You know, I'd just been in the town nearby where foreign mercenaries were taking over, and it was all, and then I'm back in Billings and walk off the elevator, and then I'm trying to fly back to Austin, and they were total Nazis to old ladies and screaming at everyone and treating everybody like crap. See, they were told to do that 7 years ago to get everybody trained. But now phase two is to act friendly and have a cool fan blowing on you. Homeland Security admits they changed the uniforms to blue to make it soothing. But I guess that hasn't gotten, and they are polite now. But see, we've already been trained to be slaves, and now they intensify with what they have you do. This was still the old upgrade, and it was just hellish. And folks, you're being trained to be a slave for a reason. They are going to take your standard of living. They're going to micromanage your life. Let's take calls. Nick in Iowa, then Anita, Joe, Mark, and others. Go ahead, Nick. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Oh, you know, I've been off the air a few days, and it just seeing the police state, even in Montana, freaks me out.
Oh, yeah. I would have to agree with you. Congratulations on making Obama's list there, man. Obviously, that a little worried. That kind of reminds me of when Reagan went out and said that Timothy Leary was the most dangerous man in America. You know, I guess Orwell was off by about 25 years, but, man, this shit's actually happening right now.
All right, sir, I appreciate your call. Look, yes, I have made the list of number 24. Number 24. And the press is reporting there is an enemies list, the Globe of all places. Basically, like the Inquirer says I'm number 24 on the list, ahead of Michelle Malkin. But that's all a left-right paradigm list. And Obama does have his right-wing enemies that are a threat to his administration, but only to his puppetdom. Obama's meant to be built up and then destroyed, as I said in the Obama deception that I started making when he was elected, that was released a month and a half into his administration when he still had 65% approval ratings. We explained he's going to be built up and then destroyed because he's a puppet. He's meant to take the blame as if he runs something. I made the point to all the foolish leftists out there. You're going to end up appreciating me attacking Obama in the end because he's meant to discredit you. They build him up, they tear him down. Same thing with the next Republican they put in. That's how this works, and the people never think about the real power structure. Anita in Texas. Anita, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. God bless you and Jason and all the people that is doing all this for everybody and as well as yourselves, I know. But I've got two totally different subject questions I want to ask you. Since your dad is a dentist, I was wondering if the shots that they give, the Novocaine shots, are they safe? I mean, could they have thimerosal or squalene or any of that stuff in there?
Yeah, they don't have thimerosal because they're not a vaccine. They put the mercury in there to really kill anything else that was grown on the dead babies or the dead monkey tissue or the caterpillar eggs. I mean, they grow vaccines on caterpillar eggs, dead baby eyeballs, retinas, and other bizarre things, certain things that have the type of tissue they need for it to grow in, and it grows in a whole list of horrid things. The shots you get at a dental office are a drug, like aspirin or like Pepto-Bismol. It's Novocaine or lidocaine. It's a painkiller. I do believe it has a preservative, but I think it's like a food preservative. I don't have it in front of me. But I've actually did, I don't know, off and on for about a year, some dental assisting. I didn't really like all the blood and stuff, but I did learn quite a bit about it. And, no, there's no thimerosal in that because – The thimerosal is trying to kill something biological. You know, they say it's a preservative, but it's really just in case something else is in there. And mercury kills organisms. So that's why they use mercury. Does that answer your question, Anita?
Yes, it does. Can I ask you one quick more thing?
Sure.
Have you heard about they've said so many, I can't remember how many, pregnant women dying of the flu shot. I mean, not of the flu shot, of the flu so far. And I was just wondering if that's very accurate and if they've actually had the flu shot. I mean, how could we tell that these pregnant women may have had the flu shot and got it from the flu shot?
Well, ma'am, I appreciate your call. Look, I've had scores of medical doctors here on this show, so this is not my opinion. The German news, mainline, respected news publications are reporting live cancer viruses in this flu shot. The internal CDC report leaked over a month ago, this is the Centers for Disease Control, said they believe it's going to cause neurological disorders like Guillain-Barré. Okay? That's on record. They always admit that even the best vaccines have adverse reactions. Now they're lying with this PR campaign launched by Reuters, who the one of the top guys at Reuters is involved with some of the big vaccine companies, saying there's no such thing as a bad vaccine reaction. No one who dies or gets sick after taking this got it from the shot. It's impossible. Now, when somebody preemptively practices medicine without ever seeing you and says the shot didn't do this, the shot didn't do this, you know they're covering up. Here's an example. There have been hundreds of deaths in the trials and then lately now with the Gardasil shot. They admit it in the insert that the drug company Merck puts out. They admit that it doesn't protect you from human papillomavirus and that actually when you have that virus, it cuts down on other types of cancers by 50%. Yes. When you have the common papilloma virus and have an infection, which it's the same kind of virus stepping on a nail, folks, most the public has it. There's estimates as high as 90%. Okay? I mean, I stepped on a nail when I was a kid, and I've been to the doctor, and I've pulled it out with pliers myself, and it always comes back in the bottom because I stepped right through a nail in a construction site, not listening to mama. She said, don't go play in that construction site. But I went and played on it and stepped right through a nail that was in a board. And I get a wart that goes up in my foot. And you know what? Your people that have dogs have lower cancer rates, live on average 5 years longer. Why? You get more flora, more bacteria. They've done stuff. You know what? It's very complex. The point here is that when you have those warts, when you have that papillomavirus, and there's thousands of them, different variants, many forms of cancer that are viral, that natural virus gives you a buffer to the more deadly types. You ever heard of kids that were always clean and kept too clean, never allowed to play outside, how sick their whole lives? My dad had a black nanny. He loved his, you know, as much as his grandma. And she told my grandmother, she said, because my dad was getting sick a lot when he was little, until he's about two, she said, Mrs. Jones, you're not letting David play in the dirt. And you know, get all the stuff he needs. That's why he's sick. And she would sneak him off and let him get dirty playing outside and even gave him some chicken manure tea called Hindu tea. Wasn't sick anymore after that. That old black woman knew a lot more than these jackass doctors who were nothing but corporate salesmen to set a precedent to force vaccines into the public. And that's what this is big vaccine makers have admitted lately, oh, we're going to switch away from drugs now. And some drugs actually are good, pharmaceuticals into vaccines, because we can just force the government, pay the government off to make you take it. And I've got, here's the Sunday Express, jab as deadly as the cancer. Top doctor says the Gardasil killing people. Dr. Diane Harper, going to get her on. Fewer face lockout for failing to get vaccination. They're making kids take all the shots, the new flu shots, to get into school. There's no law, it's criminal.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Oh, boy. You know, somebody's got a rant and rave about what's happening. New York healthcare workers, Illinois healthcare workers, nurses are revolting. The majority of them are saying they're not taking the shot. But see, they have a captive audience in the public schools. Obama gets up and lies and says, there's no law. You're not going to have to take the shots. And then the public schools say, oh, it's on our list. As a policy, we want you to take it. Then they kick you out of school for a violation of policy, not law, not telling you that parents in all 50 states went and got laws passed that they can't kick you out for not taking shots. They're committing crimes, not telling you about the vaccine waiver form, because they're a bunch of local boss hogs. Even if you believe it's great to get the flu shot, you better Google study. Studies show flu shots double Alzheimer's. 3 flu shots. It's kind of like wearing headphones with blasting music. I've worn headphones for 14 years on the radio. I now have a ring in my ears all the time. I've gone to a little earpiece and have it way down. Like Rush Limbaugh, I might go deaf, folks. Well, it's the same thing. You take those flu shots. That's why you're so stupid. They're full of mercury. In fact, I printed off the insert for the current flu shot, it says it has mercury in it. But the moron public, they'll tell you at these drugstores it doesn't have mercury. Ask for the insert and read it. It says mercury. One epidemiologist explained it to me this way. You know how a bee sting makes around 5% of the population go into shock and swell up and can't breathe? I've been stung by bees many times in my life. But one time I had a swarm of them because I was doing some gardening at my parents' when I was in high school, chased me out of a tree they were in, and I got stung probably 15 times or so. And I swole up red and had trouble breathing and put a bunch of baking soda on myself and got in a hot bath trying to soak it out. But most people would have gone to the hospital. Well, it's the same. And I always laughed at people that were scared of bees until that point. Now I developed an allergic response to them. Now I'm a little more concerned about them. Because let me tell you, it wasn't fun crawling around on the floor having trouble breathing. But my phobia of the hospital was bigger than that of not being able to breathe. But the issue is, you maybe only 5% of people get violently ill when they get stung by a bee. Well, you talk about the population that gets a baby whose immune system isn't ready. And they admit now they shoot babies up routinely. They even have a syndrome. When they're born, they suddenly can't nurse. They go into shock. It brain damages them. You take a big old shot, probably 1,000 times the fluid that's in a bee sting, full of all sorts of RNA and DNA from the monkey tissue that, or the fetal tissue they grew it on, and cancer viruses they admit are in almost all vaccines, and you shoot that in. I mean, a big old shot into a baby, and you do it over and over and over again. Of course you're going to have autoimmune responses and allergic responses, and of course the brain's going to swell up. If you've had a pre-existing health problem, the smallpox shots kill you, causes an autoimmune response in the heart, especially if you've already got inflammation in your heart valves. Folks, this isn't good. But now they just lie and say it's the law. Your kid's got to take it. Let's talk to Joe in Canada. Joe, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. And I can see that you're pretty fired up and mad today. I guess anyone would be if, you know, when they're getting attacked from all sides, and, you know, it's a lot of these attacks are coming from, you know, from folks who, you know, base a lot of their criticism on name calling and rhetoric.
Sir, listen, I appreciate your call, but I'm not here talking about me. No, I'm not fired up today because people are attacking me, and I appreciate you defending me, but I want to hurry here at the end. This isn't about Alex Jones. No, I'm not fired up because people are attacking me. I don't care that people attack me. I don't even know. I don't even pay attention to it most of the time. I don't like it when it becomes a diversion from what I'm covering and what we're going over. We know the Gardasil shot is killing girls. Now they want to force it on boys. We know there's no law. Your kids have got to take the regular flu shot and the new H1N1. But the schools are lying and saying they have to take it. That's what the show's about. I mean, look at this. In fact, where's the article I had? Or the doctor? Okay, this is the Sunday Express. The cervical cancer vaccine may be riskier and more deadly than the cancer it is designed to prevent. Yeah, it only kills 3,000 women a year in the U.S., 300 million. A leading expert who developed the drug has warned. She helped develop it. Now, they admit on the insert it doesn't even protect you from the virus, but it is an attenuated live cancer virus and causes all sorts of autoimmune responses because you get it at tens of thousands of times what you'd get from pricking yourself on a nail or from somebody having sex with you. You understand? They pump a ton of it directly into your bloodstream. Your body's designed to have this stuff come to the mucous membrane or the mouth of the skin where your defenses are, not jammed into your muscle tissue. She also claimed the jab would do nothing to reduce the rates of cervical cancer in the UK. Speaking exclusively to the Sunday Express, Dr. Diane Harper, who was involved in the clinical trials of the controversial drug Cervavax, that's the British name of Gardasil, said the jab was being over-marketed and parents should be properly warned about the potential side effects. Okay? And it mentions all the deaths and autoimmune disease. That's one of the doctors that helped design the crap. Put that in your pipe, Dr. Dina Dell, drug company operative up there every day saying none of this is true. People are dying from this. They got big news last week when this girl died from it in the UK. And I'd seen all these other deaths, and I said, it's going to end up she didn't die from this because they're hyping it. They know she died of something else, so they're going to ignore all the real deaths and hype it. But what did she die from? She had a tumor in her heart. She died within hours of taking the shot because that's what the scientists have said on this show. It causes an autoimmune response wherever you already have inflammation in your body, like your pancreas. That's why diabetes is off the charts, even with people who aren't eating a bunch of processed sugar. Ah! Let's talk to Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man. Welcome back from the Twilight Zone, by the way.
Well, I mean, out of the fire into the oven, yeah.
Yeah, you really got a taste of what it's like kind of in the interior part of the country there. Alex, also, thank you from the bottom of my heart for your rendition of the Southern Belle, as well as your account of the Girl Scouts and the hotel. I know we're not supposed to laugh at certain things, but sometimes things get so ridiculous that we all need a good laugh.
Listen, but
sometimes.
I mean, I wasn't ready for it, though. You know, we've been up late working. Then I took the guys really late to like a midnight showing of Pandorum. Excellent movie, by the way. Side issue. So I get up early. I got to go catch the flight at like, 8 a.m. It's like 6. We've eaten. I guess the flight was about 9. So it's like 7:45. I've got to get where I'm going. And the doors open on the wrong floor. And I look out and it's cops, Homeland Security sign, and Girl Scouts. And I just wasn't ready for it and was like, ooh, back into the elevator. But, I mean, so it wasn't a laughing matter at the time. It actually freaked me out to actually see the Nazification of America. It's one thing to read the Girl Scouts are going to serve Homeland Security. It's another thing to see it with your own eyeballs.
Yeah, I'm sure those dark green uniforms really brought it home. We're not used to those uniforms representing such things as this. Alex,
yeah, they normally symbolize that coconut chocolate cookie that I like so much.
Absolutely, for years. Alex, I wanted to relate to you real quickly on Dr. Bill Deagle's show this past Thursday, October 1st. Dr. Deagle's guest was Dr. Alan Truott, I believe, because Dr. Deagle refers to him sometimes as Dr. Ott, but I believe it's Dr. Alan Truott, who has done extensive research into the American Police Force Group entity. And he said that his research shows that the parent company of the American Police Force Group is a company named Phoenix International, and that the parent company of Phoenix International is DynCorp. We've all heard that name. Dr. Truott reports that the headquarters of Phoenix International is in the Langley, Virginia area. And Dr. Truott also related that George Soros is largely invested in
DynCorp.
All right,
well, listen, I'm out of time. I'm going to talk about this more tomorrow. There are some connections to that group, Allied Defense Systems, and a bunch of others. But all those groups are saying that they met with the Hilton character, the mercenary guy, but that they're not with him. And now he's removed all their names off their sites. So either he's a total con man or he could be connected to these groups. We don't know. We're still investigating. Yes, I was on the ground in Hardin. We have a full report tomorrow. By the way, my new film ships out in only 18 days. It's Fall of the Republic, actually 17 days, available at InfoWars.com. So get it first. Order the new film today.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.